call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning, radio listeners. Praise God today. How grateful and how thankful we are to have and see and hear and behold another day. I pray, God, your day is going blessed. And we are so grateful and thankful to be able to have this opportunity. I'm your guest host, Reverend E. June Addison, sitting in for Sister Barbara. And again, I'm grateful and thankful to her for the opportunity to be able to come and talk with you and bring you information and encourage you today. And we have an awesome, awesome special guest in the studio this morning. And I pray, God, you will, this information will be a blessing to you because it's needful. And today, this morning, I want to welcome Mr. Terrence Williams.
Yes, ma'am.
Director of Child Welfare and Attendance with Rapides Parish School Board.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so grateful to just have you sitting here with us. You're such a busy person. You being about your father's business,
yes, ma'am.
Whether it's in music or whether it's at the school board, helping our children,
yes,
and
ma'am,
our parents. So today, I'm not sure whether to call you Minister, Mister, or just Terrence,
like,
next door neighbor.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
So we're grateful to have you. And I just want to bring to the listening audience information about what exactly is Child Welfare and Attendance Services.
Yes, ma'am. So, and thank you for having me and thinking,
amen,
of me to come on the radio.
Absolutely.
Today. So, Child Welfare and Attendance, we consist of seven individuals, and we are, of course, a part of the school board, Rapides Parish School Board, and we're all about helping students to achieve, whether that's by support, accountability, that's our ultimate goal. And we're also responsible for helping to ensure that every child has access to a safe, supportive educational environment where they can be successful.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
It was such a great start-off, kickoff on yesterday.
It was.
All of the thousands of teachers and personnel and staff, all of the individuals, even elected officials,
they were there.
Met at POA on yesterday, and it was such a great, I call it, rally cry
sure,
from Superintendent Powell to energize and get all of the school staff prepared for the opening of school. And one of the things that was awesome was just recognizing all of the personnel,
mm-hmm,
all of the teachers, all that they accomplished. And sometimes we don't hear enough of, you know, what is, the good stuff,
yes, ma'am,
that's,
yes,
going on in the school. So I just would like for you to talk about what services Child Welfare and Attendance offer.
So we, let me break it down like this. So we oversee attendance. We also do alternative education placements, like to our alternative school.
Mm-hmm.
We're also in charge of drug-free schools, that program. Also MTSS, which is multi-tiered systems of services. to kind of, we also ensure compliance with all of the state attendance laws. And ultimately, our mission is to remove barriers to education. That's
mm-hmm,
the bottom line. And connect families with the support they need so students can attend schools consistently as well as they can succeed. So as I was saying earlier, we have seven individuals. I'm the director. We also have a supervisor of child welfare and attendance. We have two administrative assistants. We have an MTSS coordinator. We have a truancy coordinator. And we have a drug-free coordinator as well.
Awesome.
So all things attendance, all things behavioral as far as supports. We do the expulsion hearings as well as the appeal hearings. All that is done through CWA.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So I heard a word that perked my attention, state-level policies and procedures laws. So can you kind of explain that to us? Because I think perhaps sometimes parents just think it's just school board level. It's just local level. So can you kind of speak to that?
Sure. We make sure that our district is abiding by all state level laws, as well as, you know, we have our district level policies and procedures, but that is one of our job duties to make sure that we're abiding by the compulsory attendance laws, all things in reference to the expulsion laws with due process hearings. We make sure that we're abiding by those rules and regulations. And that's an important thing, because we want to make sure that we're in compliance with whatever the state mandates or the policies are. Every year, we have to go to a yearly conference where we go through all of the policies and legislations that have changed or have been updated. And when we're getting ready to do our student handbook, that's one of the things that we include in that handbook, all of the updated laws and regulations that we must abide by in reference to attendance, truancy, again, behavior, things of that nature.
So, Mr. Williams, that handbook to every parent in the parish, am I correct?
You are correct.
And it's important. Parents, if you're listening, grandparents, if you are listening, please make sure that you see that handbook when it comes home. And when does it come home with the kids?
It is already online. It is online right now, and the principals of each school, their respective schools, they make sure that the parents do obtain a copy, or they direct them to where they can find it online, and then those parents then have to sign stating that they do have a copy of that handbook.
And parents, make sure it's your signature on that handbook. From having been married to an educator who taught for 56 years in the parish. So it's important for us to not only have the knowledge of this information, but also to comply with the knowledge.
Yes, ma'am.
To read that handbook. I mean, you don't have to eat the whole plate at one time, I always say, but make sure you read it, particularly with the state. You mentioned legislators and
yes, ma'am.
How that guide and direct the policies. Y'all have to form and
yes, ma'am.
Have to comply with. So I encourage parents, grandparents. It is online. It's available. But they're also available a hard copy if you choose to have one that you must sign. So take that handbook and learn what policies and procedures affect your child and that affects you. So, Mr. Williams, can you kind of tell us what are the numbers as far as, and this is probably last year's numbers, as far as attendance in the parish?
Well, our goal as a district is to reach 95% attendance. Now, we are doing better than the state. We've been doing better than the state now for a few years. As a matter of fact, we were recognized nationally as a state, as one of the few states that have continued to make positive strides post-COVID. And we are really prideful that our district has always, you know, been ahead of the state in reference to attendance and truancy for the past few years. We've made incremental gains since post-COVID, and we've been kind of hovering around the 94th
awesome.
Percentile. So
yes,
we're excited about it. This past year, we did dip down just a little bit, but we've made some tweaks to our system because we also just We now have a new, what we call SIS, a student information system, called OnCourse Now. So this last year was kind of, you know, a learning baptism by fire type of year.
Yes.
In reference to making sure that we're inputting our attendance correctly, things of that nature. But we feel like we've made the right tweaks and we've made the right changes in our system. So we're looking for that number to really go up this year.
Awesome. Now, I think in one of the tweaks, there are school level attendance personnel. Can you speak to that?
That is correct. As a matter of fact, I just left our attendance navigator meeting before I came here.
Awesome.
So every school has, and that's one of the things that we do as a district, every school has an attendance navigator. And those specific people are all things attendance for their respective school.
Mm.
So they handle everything from making sure that attendance is being input correctly. They make contact with the parents. They also act as a liaison between CWA and the school.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about them. As I said, we just provided a personal, a professional development training to them that started at 9 o'clock this morning.
Mm.
And they do all things attendance, and we work hand in hand with them. The two individuals that have been tasked with that are Mr. Worth, who works in our office, and Mr. Taylor. I spoke about them earlier. So Mr. Worth, the truancy coordinator, Mr. Taylor is the supervisor of child welfare and attendance, and they work with those attendance navigators in reference to attendance and truancy.
Yeah. So parents, grandparents, moms and dads, this department, it's not the enemy. It is here for our children to succeed. And they can't succeed if they're not in their seats attending and paying attention and getting all that they're going to need. And I want to bring up our history with education. We know that in the African-American community, I'm going to speak to that, but we know for all children, we know that education has always been our way up. It's always been our way out. And our foreteachers and all of the shoulders we stand on, they made sure you were at school, in place, and it's almost as if they knew where you sat in the classroom. And if that chair was empty, they making a phone call.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I believe at that time it really wasn't as advanced or as has increased in personnel as your department has. So we want you to think in terms of the child welfare and attendance department there with the school board as a service, as a partner with you, mom, dad, grandmother, to help our children be where they can learn, where they can succeed. And also, the department, as you just explained, has placed individual school level.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Parents can access that individual to check on their child.
They can. And just to piggyback on what you said, I'm glad you said that. I was going to speak to that. We're all about support, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes individuals look at child welfare and attendance like, oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. they're like the school board police.
Yes.
Or they're here to put us in jail. That is our last. Mm-hmm. We don't even want to even talk about those types of things. Our superintendent always talks about the vision of our school system. And one of the things he says is we're relentlessly committed to providing a supportive and innovative system that engages, empowers, and elevates. And key word in that for us is support.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, we're all about support, accountability, and achievement. So our approach is to work with families and not against them. And we're all about early intervention, proactivity, proactive and not reactive, and prevention rather than punishment or, you know, an after-the-fact approach.
Yes.
So I'm glad you said that. We do realize every family situation is different. And, you know, sometimes attendance issues, even since we're talking about that, that can stem from so many different barriers. And mm-hmm. that's one of the things that we've tasked with the attendance navigators is to work with our truancy caseworkers, which I'm going to talk about next, mm-hmm. to identify what those barriers are, because we're all about trying to address that mm-hmm. barrier. And then once we address that barrier, our hope is that the child and the parent, for the most part, would become compliant in you know, having their student in the seat every day.
So
yes, ma'am.
Tell us about that.
So the truancy caseworkers, we're actually expanding. We had five this past year. Mm-hmm. We're actually expanding to five more. So the truancy caseworkers work hand in hand with the attendance navigators. The truancy caseworkers are employed through our office, CWA, and they're tasked with being the liaison between the parent and the school. Now, of course, I told you earlier that our attendance navigators do make contact with the parent, and we have a system in where at 3 days absent, unexcused, the attendance navigators, they reach out to the parent to see, you know, what's going on. Mm-hmm. How can we help you? Mm-hmm. We're just checking in. You know, at day five, that's when we start to kind of up the ante, and those attendance navigators let us know what's going on as a department so we can kind of be on the lookout. They work with our truancy caseworkers, who then go out to the homes. They find the parents, and they then try to find out from the parent what are the barriers that are preventing the students from getting to school. And those are the people that make the home visits. I like to call the truancy navigators the boots on the ground.
Yes.
Because, of course, the attendance navigators can't leave the school, but the truancy mm-hmm. navigators most certainly can. So they're tasked with that. And then at day nine, that is when we go to the court intervention or re-tip or fins to kind of help mm-hmm. us to, again, to identify what those barriers are. So, as I said, we feel that our system, as well as our model, works. Mm-hmm. We have to just work the system, right? And that's where the parents come in, the school comes in, and again, our truancy caseworkers, who do an outstanding job.
Awesome. Parents, I pray that, guardians, I pray that you're really picking up on this is not the school police. But they are a support and services to ensure that our children are successful, to make sure that they walk across that stage and all the family gets to cheer and gets to, you know, they walk across that stage with that cap and gown, knowing that we poured into that child everything they needed to be able to walk across that stage and get the balloon release
and
all that good stuff at the end. But prior to, we must get them there. You know, the Lord truly holds us accountable as parents, as guardian, of what he has put into that child. You know, he told Jeremiah, and we love to quote this, Jeremiah 29:11,
I know the plans
I have for you. So because God know the plans he have for each and every one of us, he knows what he has put into each and every one of those children. And I always, when I go and volunteer at the school and I mm-hmm. walk through the halls and pray for the classes, I'm praying, I'm seeing little preachers in those seats. I'm seeing evangelists, and I'm seeing women and men of God in those seats. I'm seeing bishops in those seats. So, or whatever they might be, you know, we have to understand God does have a plan for each and every one of us. And we have to bring up the generation that come before, must bring up the generation behind them, and it continues on. But God does hold us accountable for what he has put in each child so that we can be good stewards of making sure they reach their full potential.
That's right.
So, Mr. Williams, Mr. Terrence, can you give us, I know you alluded to 3 days and then 9 days, so just kind of elaborate a little bit on the number of days a child can miss before, you know, they really, that comes up on your radar, your sure. department's radar?
So anytime we have five unexcused absences, then you're considered truant. You know, and that's in within this semester, right? But also, as far as chronic absenteeism, that's when you miss 10% or more of school. And both of those numbers count because it ultimately affects learning. We did an initiative through our department a couple of years ago, and it was called Everyday Counts. And it was all about making parents realize that every day that your student is not in the seat receiving this high-quality, high-level instruction, it affects them.
Mm-hmm.
There are countless studies that show that, and attendance directly impacts academic achievement, period. Research consistently shows that students who attend school regularly perform better academically. They're more likely to read on grade level. They graduate on time. They're better prepared for college, mm-hmm. careers, or even military service if that's what they so desire. And even missing 2 or 3 days each month, of course, that adds up. Because if you miss 2 days now, and you just miss 2 days a month until we get out in May, you're up to 18, 20 days.
Wow.
So when you break it down like that, hey, my child is missing 20 or 25 days a school year, you can see how important it is for them to be in the seat every day. Even if you're just saying, oh, it's just 1 or 2 or 3 days a month, those days add up over time. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing when we say that you can be affected academically. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's a very, very, it is critical that they're there every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we started the initiative Everyday Counts. That was what it was called, by
awesome,
the way.
Yes, awesome. Ma'am. So can you speak to if a child is ill and may have extended, may need to be out for extended time for illness? Can you speak to that? What provisions y'all make for that?
Sure. So when a student has a serious illness or a medical condition that requires like an extended absence, parents should really contact the school as soon as possible to let them know what's going on. But depending on the circumstances, they may qualify for services like homebound instruction, things of that nature through our ESS department, or accommodations through different things, whether that's 504 or whatnot. Or special education if applicable, but we do have provisions for if students will be out for an extended amount of time. And we do allow those students, depending upon the circumstance, to, if it is excused, to make up that work and things of that nature so they don't get behind. Because, again, like I said earlier, we are aware that every situation is different and it requires that, you know, that specific those specific things that we can address for that specific student for those specific areas that they may need some support or help in.
Awesome. So parents, guardians, I encourage you, if you are in the life of a student, whatever role you may play, whether you are a church member and these are your kids in Sunday school and these are just children you see growing up in your church, I encourage you to emphasize the importance of education, emphasize the importance of being there, not just being there in the seat, but be attentive and be alert, be willing to put forth the effort. In hearing Mr. Williams talk today and knowing how God has entrusted us with children. He does say train up a child in the way it should go. Yes, we know that very well. In that training, we all have a responsibility. We all have a part to play, a role to play in the life of. And I want you to think back right now to the teacher that had an important role in your life. Think back to the person in the neighborhood that had an important role in your life. And oh my God, I don't know what they call it now, Mr. Williams, but we used to call it playing hooky.
I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Yes, yes.
We might just say skipping now.
Okay.
There you go.
There were individuals in our neighborhood, in our little village, mm-hmm. in the church
sure.
that made sure you, if you played hooky, if you skipped school, they made sure that your parents knew about it, and they made sure that you got there and was where you were supposed to be. So I'm grateful. That's our heritage. That's what we still should be doing in the way of training up our children, getting them in the mindset of you're going to need this education. You're going to need the discipline and the training that you get, not just at home, but the school as our partners in training up our children and all that goes into that. So I just want you to speak to maybe some of the red flags that, you know, maybe you've experienced or you have seen, you know, in your dealing with children that perhaps parents may be aware of.
Red flags in reference to attendance? Or?
Reference to attendance, in reference to them maybe skipping school, they may not be going, or they may have some excuse for not going.
Sure.
Kind of have you speak to that, some of your experience with that.
Yes, ma'am, and just to kind of piggyback on what you were saying earlier, the old saying, it takes a village,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be a part of that village. Because
awesome.
As you just spoke about the different individuals, like neighborhood and things mm-hmm. of that nature, that is not lost. That's one mm. of the things that we also echo from our office, and we are privileged to have great partnerships with our community stakeholders, whether
yes.
that's churches, whether that's Ninth Judicial, like I said, Sheriff's Office, APD, different agencies. I spoke about FINS earlier, or Eckerd, or we all know that a child's education is very important. And as we always say in Rapides Parish School District, we exist to educate kids. Mm-hmm. And we want to be a part of that village to make sure mm-hmm. that your student will be successful, not just in the Rapides Parish School District, mm-hmm. in life.
Awesome.
Because right now they're learning skills that they're developing skills that can affect their life. Right. And every school day represents an opportunity to learn, to build relationships and develop important life skills. So and we don't want parents to think that they have to do that alone. As far mm-hmm. as some of the red flags, anytime your child is, you know, starts to come across as they're being isolated.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a red flag. Now, OnCourse, our new student information system, makes it very easy. You know, this is the age of technology now.
Yes.
You know, it makes it very easy for our parents to stay engaged with what's mm. going on. We have Class Dojo. We have different things to where teachers are communicating with the parents. So mm. we encourage parents as well to communicate with teachers and to get involved and know what's going on. On course, they can look up their kids' grades, mm. absences, see what period they're in, things of that nature, so that they can be involved. Of course, yes, we have a lot of distractions. We talk about cell phones and social media mm-hmm. and things of that nature, but I always encourage parents, because I was brought up with an old school mom.
Yes, yes.
Right? We didn't have any business, but I do realize we're in a different age,
yes.
so kids have cell phones and that nature, but we encourage parents to be involved and be engaged in what is going on with their child. You know your child.
Yes.
I spoke about isolation. That's one thing. But anything that is when you're looking at your child and you're speaking to your child and you can say, this is not them,
mm-hmm.
that's a red flag. You know, and again, we have things in place to where we can provide supports or even connect parents with supports to again, address those barriers. Some of that may be depression.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that may be transportation. Things of that nature, but we want to be a help to those parents to address those things, and we want every child to succeed.
Absolutely. On yesterday, one of the things that was spoken of was single parents and the plight of the single parent, and I don't mean plow journey. I'll use the word journey. Sure. The journey of the single mom, single dad, and how there may be barriers that are facing them. So one of the great things that you have already said and you have stated is the support. Mm-hmm. So that single mom, single dad does not have to feel alone. That village we're talking about, they do not have to feel alone in seeing that their child succeed.